Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you're here with me today. Today is the Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Hearts, episode number 11. And as we draw closer to Easter, you guys, I love doing acronyms based upon the time of the year. So I think last year I did spring break. Last week I did spring break. This week I am going to do Good Friday. That will be next Friday, not this coming up Friday, but next Friday. But next week I'm going to definitely tell you about Easter. So, you know, I have changed the show in regards to my theme. I'm always pretty much dealing with business now. I realize that inside of me, I've always been a business coach. I've always loved to help people out of poverty, and to make sure that they have enough for their family and, you know, just have a better quality of life. So all of the acronyms will be based upon business. Okay, for this week, it is Good Friday. The G stands for goals. And you know what, you guys, one of the things that I just want to encourage you to do, I say it over and over, is to have you some goal posters, have you some things that you can look forward to, that you can, you know, be aware that you'd like. I have goal signs and posters all over my office. I really make sure that I go after my goals every day because it's clear that when you go for something, you can definitely attain it. But without a goal, you don't know where you're going. So just make sure you have some goals. The O stands for observe. I want you to sit back for a minute and just observe the people that you feel like are your virtual mentors. I have a whole bunch of virtual mentors, people that I watch and see how they conduct business and whatnot. So, so important that you do that. The second O stands for opposition. You're going to come up against some challenges, you guys. And I'll just be frank and honest with you. Many times those challenges may be a little bit self-inflicted. If you don't follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit and go where you know you need to go, you're going to fall up against some opposition. So I just want you to be so clear that opposition will come and just be ready for it. D stands for direction. Make sure you know which direction you're going. Sometimes, you guys, we find ourselves going backwards a little bit in business, and that in some ways can be a good thing, actually. We just have to decide what's important to us and how it is important to us. I will tell you that I am just so sure of what I want and how I want to do things that I don't let things kind of get me off kilter. I don't let a lot of things, you know, stop me. So I just encourage you to know which direction you're going. Know that one door closed doesn't necessarily mean that it's over. It means you need to look a different way to do things. So definitely know that, you know, the direction you're going is so important, so powerful. Now, the F stands for facts, you guys, and I am a fact seeker. I call myself the Google Queen because I love Google. And I've really found that Google is the source of a lot of great information. But here's the deal, you guys. You've got to be able to look at those facts and then translate them to your own life. You can't just look at facts and think, okay, this is this. You know, those facts got to mean something, you guys. And when you put some, you know, your name on it and put your seal of approval on it and what it means to you in your life, that's when you see some change happening in your life. Definitely. So you definitely want to keep that in mind as you're looking at the facts that, hey, keep in mind what you want in your personal life. I just encourage you to know the facts before you get into something. Just know without a shadow of a doubt, you guys, where things are going to end up. I'll just put it like that. You've got to know that. So with that being said, I just want you to know that definitely the facts will definitely drive your business decisions. So the R stands for results. I am so in tune with making sure that you get your results done and get your results done quickly. And what I mean by that, you guys, is if you're going for a goal, you need to break that goal down into what are some good signs for success. If you're trying to achieve a 20-pound weight loss, I would think 5-pound increments would be great signs of success. If you know you've lost 5 pounds, you're on the right road. and those results are coming, have some type of guideline or indication that things are going well for you. So I just encourage you to focus on the results. The I stands for insight, and this is where things can get a little bit shady because many times you don't know who to talk to or whatever. I would encourage you not only to look at people, oh my goodness, in your business, but look at people that are in another business, maybe similar to yours, or maybe even not similar, but maybe even something that you desire. I'll just say it like that you desire. I will tell you that I am so in tune with what not only my competition is doing, but the people that I admire are doing, you guys. I love to watch how they do business and what I can gain from them. The insight is worth really more than, you know, a lot of coaching that you can pay for. I do believe in coaching. I think coaching has its place, and I do believe that, especially when you're starting, you need guidelines and programs and whatnot to help you along the way, because when you get that help, life can be a lot easier. Okay, so the next level is being determined. The next letter is D, and it's for being determined. You've got to be determined to win. And I say that, and I just have to pause right there because I know many times it's easy, so easy to give up, you guys. It is so easy to give up. And especially if things are not going well, you can easily give up. But what I encourage you to do is just be determined. Be determined to win every day. And when you've determined that, hey, I am going to win without a shadow of a doubt, hey, you will win. So I just want you to get that determination in you right now. Just know that, okay, Cheryl, this is going down, girl. So you need to get yourself in line so it can go down, you know. So I just encourage everybody to just be determined, you know. Just know without a shadow of a doubt that this is how you want your life to go, and it will go that way. The A stands for attitude. And here's where I started off my business with, oh, I was so meek and mild and just so thankful to be in business. And I'm still thankful to be in business, you guys, and know that God has put me here for a reason and whatnot. But here's what I know, you guys. I believe with all of my heart that you have got to be a person that believes not only in what God can do for you, you've got to believe that he intended it for you. See, because when you believe that he intended it for you, your attitude is going to be so different. It is going to be so different. And I say that not just being somebody that is really, you know, I know that God is going to do this. Not just a person speaking something. This has to be from your personal experience, you guys. You've got to know because you've seen what God has done for you before. So that's what I feel about attitude. You've got to believe in yourself, you guys. You've got to believe that this was intended for you. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God intended for me to be rich. He really did. And the reason I say that is because he knows that I will take the riches and do right with it. So I am on a quest every day going after my dreams, going after my goals, because I know my wealth will help other people. So you've got to have an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of confidence, really, that, hey, I know that I'm the person for this. And the Y stands for yes. I want you to challenge yourself to try to stay in yes energy as much as you possibly can. Even if you have to turn the question around so you can say yes, try to practice. I've spent several years, I think it was 2008, 2009, just determining that I would stay in yes mode. And sometimes, if you're not careful, that can be difficult to do and probably not a good thing. But most of the times, if you find yourself saying yes, it's going to bring to you a different type of energy. It's going to bring to you a different type of life, actually. So try to stay in yes mode. I just so hope you do that. So in conclusion, you guys, let me just emphasize these words that I have for Good Friday. The G stands for goals. The O stands for observe. The O stands for opposition. The D stands for direction. The F stands for facts. The R stands for results. The I stands for insight. The D stands for determine. The A stands for attitude, and the Y stands for yes. I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that the word Good Friday means a lot of things. But here's what I know. When you know what you know and know that you were intended here to be here for a purpose, just know that all things are possible and know that you can achieve all things with the right goal, with the right, you know, going through the right results. All of that can be just something you just live for and that can really change your life. So I just encourage you to do your best. Have a wonderful Tuesday. This has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Heart, on the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show with Tuesday Tip, episode number 11. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk with you next week. Bye-bye.